Proclamation number 5181 of 31st of July, 1951. Violation against the divine order. Sin. Confession. Forgiveness. The slightest infringement of divine order has the effect of a loss of strength according to divine law, that what moves completely within God's order is full of strength, and he who does not observe his law of order loses it. For the latter is a negative striving which must also have a corresponding effect. But a violation of the divine order can only be called that which is carried out fully consciously, mentally or through actions, which is thus recognized as being contrary to God. Thus, sin can also only be called that which is done in full awareness of a wrong. Thus man must know about right and wrong and freely do what he recognizes as wrong in order to have committed a sin. This definition is important because forgiveness of sin requires deep repentance, which can only be felt when a person recognizes his sin, and a violation of divine order committed in ignorance of guilt is not imputed to him as sin. Therefore, confession of guilt is indispensable if the human being wants to be forgiven, and this confession of guilt must be connected with deepest remorse. It must therefore come from the heart and not only be spoken with the mouth. Otherwise forgiveness cannot be obtained. Thus offenses which do not contravene divine order but which are stamped as sin by people on the basis of humanly decreed laws can certainly be punished by people, but they do not belong to the sins for which forgiveness should be requested from God, because God himself does not regard them as sin and will never impute them to a person as sin either. For a violation of divine order only ever consists of a human being committing an offense against love for God and his neighbor. Anything done out of love for God and one's neighbor can never violate divine order, just as, conversely, anything that contravenes the commandment of love cannot be within divine order, because love is the fundamental law and divine order is built upon it. Therefore, if the term sin is unclear to you, always apply the standard to it as sin must be atoned for if the person is not forgiven, but therefore it must be recognized as sin and detested in order to find forgiveness, and therefore the human being must also know what is meant by sin. He must know if and when he has transgressed against the love for God, if and when he has sinned against his neighbor. And he must carry these sins to Jesus Christ and sincerely ask him to forgive him for the sake of his blood. Then he will find forgiveness, then he will be free from his guilt. Amen.